This is Ozarks at Large for Wednesday, January 30th, 2013. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. Support for KUAF comes from the Northwest Arkansas Business Journal, featuring architects and engineers in the February 4th edition, plus local business news in Northwest Arkansas. The current edition is available at 725-0394 or nwabusinessjournal.com, where you can also register for the daily business e-news.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks, a preview of the 5th Annual Interfaith Harmony Day. This one-day event at St. Paul's Episcopal Church gives local residents the opportunity to learn about a variety of belief systems all in one place. Plus, our birdman, Joe Neal, returns with some sounds from the Red Cross Bills. Those stories and more.
But first, a major new employer will be coming to East Arkansas if the state legislature approves startup funding for the project. In a packed conference room yesterday at the state capitol, Governor Mike Beebe announced that a much-talked-about super project involves a proposed steel mill in Osceola.
It is a $1.1 billion investment, and it is 525 direct immediate jobs with an average salary of $75,000 apiece.
Osceola Mayor Dickie Kennemore says it will provide an incredible boost for the region and the state.
It is an event that's going to bring a struggling Delta County out of the doldrums, and it allows hardworking people like John referred to, these guys that come off of the farms, they'll be able to educate their kids, send their kids to college, feed their kids, and have a quality of life and a self-esteem that they've never had before. So it is such a great event. And I have to thank the governor for sticking with us. We talked to him early, and he said, I'm in for the duration.
About 2,000 temporary construction jobs would also be created as the mill is being constructed. It would produce steel for automobiles and products used by the energy industry.
A new bill in the Arkansas legislature would mirror bills in other states that require voters have official identification with them when they head to the polls. Some state residents may think that presenting an ID to vote is already mandatory, but District 5 State Senator Brian King, who filed the bill, says that's a common misconception.
You have poll workers asking for it, and people think it's the law already, but the reality is it's not. I mean, you can vote without a photo ID. They're required to ask, and, you know, if you polled most of our candidates, they would think it's law already, but the reality is it's not. And so this bill would just make it mandatory. We do have some provisions for, like, people in nursing homes and some instances like that.
Residents of long-term care facilities or nursing homes wouldn't have to provide photo ID to vote. However, those residents would be required to submit a letter from the administrator of the resident's facility that verifies they live there. King says although the law would require identification to vote, the law won't prohibit voting for those who are forgetful.
There are some restrictions that people could use, but it's pretty broad-based where most people will be able to vote with some type of photo identification. If they don't have a photo identification, if they forgot it for some reason, then they can still vote with a provisional ballot, and then during a period of time before the election commissioners count the provisional ballots, they can come in and prove their ID and verify who they are and their vote. So, and their vote will be counted.
The bill is set to be discussed tomorrow at the Senate Committee on State Agencies and Governmental Affairs.
February is Spay-Neuter Awareness Month, and the Fayetteville Animal Shelter is offering a free fix for pets on several dates throughout the month. Justine Lentz is Animal Services Director for the City of Fayetteville.
We're just trying to, you know, get the word out that this is the perfect time of year if you've been thinking about getting your pet spayed or neutered to go ahead and take that step before the weather gets warm and animals start getting out and getting together and kittens and puppies show up a few weeks later. So we are doing three different days and three different clinic dates where we're going to offer free spay and neuter services for residents of Fayetteville.
She says that getting your pet fixed will not take up the entire day.
It does depend, you know, on dog or cat. Spays do take longer than neuters, but usually you're looking at no more than 20 minutes even for the biggest dog, but probably a little bit less than that. With our clinics, usually you drop your pet off in the morning and pick them up the same afternoon.
The first of those clinics will be held Saturday, February 16th. For more information, you can visit the City of Fayetteville's website at accessfayetteville.org.
Enrollment at Arkansas Tech University's Ozark campus continues to grow. With the passing of the 11th day of classes yesterday, enrollment figures for the spring semester became official. The college had 1,826 students enrolled as of the census day. That number represents an enrollment increase of about 10.5% over enrollment in spring 2012, which was totaled at 1,651 students. Enrollment during the spring semester also represents a nearly 30% increase since the spring 2011 semester and a more than 50% increase over enrollment in spring of 2010. According to a news release by the college, all 4 years have been spring enrollment records for the campus.
Charter schools in Arkansas are ranked as 25th best in the nation, as reported by a new study released by the National Alliance for Public Charter Schools. Although the state's charter schools were listed 17th best in the nation last year, the report says the drop in ranking has more to do with substantive changes made in other states rather than any steps backward in Arkansas. Meanwhile, the overall score for Arkansas's charter schools actually increased, but the report suggested that areas for improvement include increasing schools' operational autonomy, increasing equitable access to capital funding and facilities, and enacting statutory guidelines for relationships between public charter schools and educational service providers.
Governor Mike Beebe yesterday announced that 7 central Arkansas counties have been declared a federal disaster area as a result of severe winter storms on December 25th and 26th. Those counties include Garland, Grant, Hot Spring, Lonoke, Perry, Pulaski, and Saline counties. The declaration makes the counties eligible for federal aid for emergency work and for cleaning up damaged facilities in the 7 counties.
Clouds early tonight, then gradual clearing. Lows will be in the mid to upper 20s throughout the region. Tomorrow, clouds come back. Highs will be near 51 in northwest Arkansas. Sunshine mostly in the Arkansas River Valley. Highs in the mid-50s. And for Thursday night, mostly clear, colder. Lows will be in the mid-teens in northwest Arkansas. Mid-20s tomorrow night for the Arkansas River Valley.